Louisville Ballet trainee Claire Horrocks goes to a costume fitting for the upcoming production of Romeo and Juliet.
As I was standing in front of the mirror getting my costume all pinned up, I was talking to Dan, who's basically in charge of all the costumes within the Louisville Ballet, and I was surprised to hear that the costumes I was wearing were from England, and they were nearly 50 years old. I mean, I had no idea, putting on this costume, that I was wearing this beautiful piece of history. Many people don't know that underneath the studio, there's this huge warehouse with nearly 10,000 costumes, along with about 1,200 shoes. I mean, you walk down into that basement, and I had no idea that they had an entire stock of every single costume. To your left, they have all of these shoes, from boots to character shoes to ballet shoes to pointe shoes to absolutely anything any dancer would need for rehearsal or performances. Looking at these beautiful costumes for Romeo and Juliet, it really reminds me, you know, how much everyone needs to work to get this production going, to get any production going. It's not just the dancers and the performers. It's the ballet mistress, the ballet master, the artistic director, the people staging it, as well as the lighting designer, the costume crew, everyone. It's a really a collaborative thing.
Actors Theatre of Louisville apprentice Samantha Beach gets 24 hours to write a play for her fellow apprentices.
It was really fun, a really great way to ring in the new year. I was really inspired by one of the articles they gave us about these Roman officers who used to mess with the calendar. They were called pontifices, and they would kind of change the calendar in order to extend the political terms of their allies or be in their favor for vacations or whatever. And I just thought that was so interesting that they, you know, had the power over the calendar and what kind of power that would actually be. And I also read that before they switched from the solar calendar, they had an extra 11 minutes in every year. So that was about the length of our play. So I kind of drew from those two pieces of inspiration and kind of riffed on what those 11 minutes that are unaccounted for might look like between two officers who are figuring out a new way of telling time.
Kentucky Opera studio artist Brad Raymond is touring local schools with the opera.
We do a program called We Sing America, which traces the history of our country through song. We do a bunch of neat little folk songs, and we have a question and answer period, and these kids are very, very smart. For example, today we had a question, if we've ever gotten nodes. And if you don't know, nodes is kind of like the worst enemy of a singer. It's kind of a blister on the vocal folds. And, wow, this was a question from a second or third grader, and it's, okay, well, we'll give you the science lesson, and we'll tell you exactly what nodes are and what they do, and tell you that we haven't gotten nodes, thankfully, and it's just neat questions like that. We get about one of those really cool questions each time we go and sing for kids, and we really enjoy the kids, because they seem to really enjoy the show.
Erin Keene, WFPL News.